West Georgia's first news for your Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Carrollton City voters finding their choices for mayor on municipal election ballots in 2023 are the same choices they had in 2019. Betty Kaysen winning that race 4 years ago, defeating the incumbent Walt Hollingsworth with approximately 60% of the vote. With 4 years to think about that, and after beating cancer, Hollingsworth believes he still has much to offer to the community.
There's a few things I didn't get finished with. We were working on the fire department really hard. You know, we were revamping it, getting it back up to speed where the firemen thought they needed to be. As far as getting the uniforms cleaned up and the gear and whatnot, we built some new fire stations. There was one new fire station left to go on that I was working on, and I wanted to locate it on the south side of town, down below Walmart. It was a county piece of property right there across from Strickland Chapel Church. I thought it would have been a better location than over by Central High School.
Hollingsworth was the guest on a recent WLBB Community Voice program.
Carrollton's great. Don't get me wrong. I just think it was better when I was there. You know, we brought some things up, kept it more public. We didn't try to hide anything. We put a moratorium on apartments pretty much first since we got in there. And I'm still anti-apartment. I know everybody says, you know, multifamily is the new and up-and-coming thing because people don't want to own homes anymore. But it takes a lot to service side of the city, the police department, the fire department. And I think we've got enough multifamily right now.
And my complete Community Voice interview with Hollingsworth is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. Well, Carroll County could soon be home for the new headquarters for what county staff is calling a nationally operating provider of aluminum and other architectural products. The as-of-now unidentified company is asking the Board of Commissioners to rezone a piece of land adjacent to State Route 61, Bankhead Highway, and Maple Hill Road across the highway from Sales Barn Road north of Carrollton city limits and south of the Triangle. The request is to rezone the property from agriculture to industrial in order to build a 92,000 square foot office and warehouse building to replace the company's existing headquarters in Atlanta. The project is calling for 60 parking spaces on the land, and county staff says typically daily truck traffic would be 3 to 4 semi-tractor trailers and the same number of pickup trucks pulling trailers. The 80-year-old family-owned business expects to bring 50 to 60 new, quote, well-paying jobs to the community. Global auto parts supplier Hyundai planning to create 100 new jobs and invest more than $24 million in a new manufacturing facility near Noonan in Coweta County. Hyundai Industrial has purchased an existing building at 83 Amlajack Way. That building will be retrofitted to produce arm and headrests. Hyundai Industrial will focus on filling manufacturing production roles, and jobs will be posted on workingus.com when they are open. The West Georgia Regional Library System, in partnership with the University of West Georgia's Center for Economic Education and Financial Literacy, has received a $50,000 grant from the FINRA Investor Education and Foundation. Grant funds will be used to develop a program called FLOW, Financial Literacy on Wheels, that will provide financial literacy training to underserved communities through the use of the library's existing bookmobile. Through the program, staff will create and provide financial literacy programs in schools, daycare centers, senior centers, and other community locations where the local libraries can expand their reach. Additionally, the grant will provide training to frontline library staff to provide workshops, financial literacy-themed storytime programming, and help with patron questions on financial topics. Area residents may have noticed that Toys for Tots collection boxes are out as the 2023 campaign of Marine Toys for Tots has begun. Last year, Marine Toys for Tots celebrated its 75th year by making a Christmas for the needy 5,039 children in Carroll County, Georgia and Randolph County, Alabama. This year, the need is expected to be around 5,500 children. That's 22,000 toys. The application for toy assistance for Carroll County and Randolph County will be open until November the 30th. That website is toysfortots.org. To volunteer or to contribute, purchase a toy for a child aged 0 to 17. Drop it off at one of the many businesses in Carroll County or Randolph County that are participating. Also donate at the Southwire Toy Drive on Thursday, December 7th and Friday, December the 8th. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the Newstalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.